Okay, our friends. So let's talk about what it means to be a friend. I've got the greatest story. It's called A Friend for Henry. And it was written by Jen Bailey, and it's illustrated by Mika Song, and it is read today by Mommy and... What's your name? Meow? Are you a cat? Sounds like we have a kitten on our hands here, folks. Are you ready for your story, little kitten? All right, here we go. In classroom 6, second left down the hall, Henry was looking for a friend. And in the picture, we can see classroom 6 and all the kids walking into it. It couldn't be Gilly, who circled her fishbowl, because she's a fish, right? She's quiet, thought Henry, but she can't play on the swings. And it couldn't be Mrs. Magoon, who knew about hugs. She shares, thought Henry, but she has to. Could it be someone else in classroom 6? In art class, Vivian shared Henry's double easel. Vivian was a kaleidoscope, a tangle of colors. She had ribbons and clackety shoes, and she knew every pony song, and her fingernails were painted like rainbows.
When I get paint on my fingers, Henry said, I wash it off.
Vivian waved her hands too close to Henry's face.
My mommy painted them, aren't they pretty?
Painting on people is against the rules, said Henry. Did your mommy get in trouble?
No.
Henry lowered his voice.
Did you get angry?
Why should I?
But Vivian was very angry later.
He ruined them.
She likes rainbows,
Henry explained, and he thought a friend would say thank you. In the picture, we can see what he ruined. What did he ruin?
He just made her shoes rainbows.
Yes. Okay, so she had shoes, and he had paint. And she didn't get angry when her mom painted on her fingers. So maybe she's not going to get angry if, since she likes rainbows, he painted them on her shoes. Makes total sense to me. I completely understand why he did it. But I also completely understand why that's the wrong thing to do. Do you? Because if her mommy paints on her fingernails, that's for her mommy to do, because her mommy's the grown-up, right? But he's not a grown-up, is he? No, so for him to paint on her shoes, probably not the best, right?
Reading time was Henry's favorite. My friend will like it too.
It was Henry's turn to put out the carpet squares. He tucked the blue ones next to the brown ones, green in the very middle, and all the edges met and the corners fit perfectly.
Reading time,
shouted Samuel.
My favorite!
Samuel was a thunderstorm, booming and crashing. He was kind of scary if you didn't have your blanket. He could pick up crayons with his toes and do somersaults. Henry stepped in front of Samuel.
Somersaults are hard.
Samuel dodged past.
I want a green one!
I can do a backwards somersault.
You can? That's complicated.
Wait!
Henry's throat felt tight.
They're perfect. Mine's a magic carpet from the genie's lamp,
said Samuel.
It's not.
Henry's face was hot.
It's from Rug World. There's the sticker. Up, up and away, magic carpet. Booming and crashing, Henry's fingers curled closed. A friend listens. Ooh, I can see what's going on here. I think that Samuel is using his imagination, isn't he? He's pretending that the carpet is something other than what it is, isn't he? But I don't think Henry is using his imagination, is he? What is he doing?
He's not in recess yet.
Yeah, he's not in recess yet. That's right, and Samuel is. Henry, Mrs. Magoon knelt in front of him. Sit with me, please. Henry did, but he couldn't see the pictures, and his carpet square was brown. You know, another thing I noticed is when Henry put out the carpets, he put them out, he organized them. He made a pattern. Do you see? Blue, brown, blue, brown, green, brown. And I think it might have made him sad or upset that Samuel messed up his pattern. Don't you think? He probably worked hard on that. During snack time, Jaden took 3 crackers instead of 2. At recess, Riley dug up worms and let them use the swings. Uh-oh. Worms do not belong on swings, do they? Mm-mm. At free time, Henry's hope for a friend felt small. He watched the sunlight play on Gilly's scales. He watched the sunlight play on Gilly's scales. Gilly is the
fish.
The classroom fish. He could watch Gilly for a long time. Katie watched too. It's fun to watch fish swim, isn't it? They're so colorful. Katie smelled like strawberry milk. She read books all by herself. She slid down the big slide, sometimes backwards. The big slide is too big, said Henry. It is a really big slide. Gilly floated past. She's shimmery, said Katie. But she doesn't blink, said Henry. What does she do? She burps pebbles, Henry thought, and breathes underwater and turns sunshine into colors. Henry hunched in his sweatshirt. Fish things. Katie bent to have a closer look.
I like her.
Henry tried not to blink. Wanna play blocks? Sure. I don't like triangles, said Henry.
I don't like broccoli,
said Katie. Together they built a tower. It had rectangles and cylinders and squares, but no triangles. Or broccoli.
Yeah. It's perfect, said Henry. Thank you,
said Katie. The next day, they played on the swings, and Katie went down the big slide. Henry waited at the bottom for his friend. See, he didn't want to go down it. But what happened? She became
his friend.
His friend.
And he became her friend.
And he became her friend. What a wonderful thing it is to have a friend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's quiet. She can't play on the swings. Oh, because she's a fish. And the fish can't swing, can they? I'm glad he has a friend, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us to know how to be a good friend because there are lots and lots of kids like him. Right? that we must learn to be friends with. And sometimes we are like him, right? And that is
the end.
The end.